Connery has died. Sean Connery, the enduring 007, was 90 years old, with apologies to all others, Daniel Craig, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, who followed. Sir Sean Connery was the actor who first embodied James Bond. He also memorably played an Irish poet, a Chicago cop, Robin Hood, Richard the Lionhearted, a Russian subcaptain, many other roles. Jackie Lydon has this remembrance of one of the biggest stars in the history of film.
He brimmed with innate sexuality, topped off by a cool, insolent sense of menace. A Scotsman who could rock a kilt, he possessed cliffhanger eyebrows over piercing eyes. As a struggling actor in 1962, it couldn't have been easy to change pop culture forever with his first lead role. But that's just what he did with this introduction in Dr. No.
Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Connery's Bond trajectory took off like a bullet from a Walther PPK. It was far from his origins. Born in 1930 to a cleaning woman and truck driver in depressed Edinburgh, he dropped out of school at age 13. He joined the Royal Navy. After he got out, he competed in the Mr. Universe competition. He told ABC's Barbara Walters that his life changed with a trip to London.
What happened was, when I went to London for the Mr. Universe, one of the guys, he was in South Pacific, and he said, "Do you want to do a show?" I said, "Well, I'll have a go at that." So I went along and auditioned.
He got the part and toured England with the show and went to local libraries by day. He studied Shakespeare, Ibsen, Brecht. But despite these efforts at refinement, Connery wasn't the choice of Bond's creator, author Ian Fleming. Fleming wanted the suave British actor James Mason. But after the premiere for Dr. No, Fleming was so impressed he wrote Bond as half Scottish in his future books. Connery made 6 Bond films in 10 years.
Madame, I have come to offer my sincere condolences.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Hi, I'm Plenty.
But of course you are.
Is there something I can do for you?
Yes, a matter of fact, there is. There is something I'd like you to get off your chest.
But he felt constrained by Bond as time went on, and he pushed back with other roles. A cult favorite is the film version of Rudyard Kipling's The Man Who Would Be King. Connery plays Daniel Dravot. His co-star was his real-life friend Michael Caine, who played Peachy Carnahan. When it all goes wrong, they're marched to the edge of a cliff.
Peachy, I'm heartily ashamed for getting you killed instead of going home rich like you deserve to, on account of me being so bleeding high and bloody mighty. Can you forgive me?
That I can. And that I do, Danny. Free and full, and without let or hindrance.
Everything's all right then.
As he grew older, so did his roles. He won an Oscar for playing an Irish cop, Malone, in 1987's The Untouchables, who advises Kevin Costner's Elliot Ness on how to get Al Capone.
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
In 1989, he played Indiana Jones' father, Professor Henry Jones.
That's his name. Henry Jones Jr.
Like Indiana.
We named the dog Indiana.
He'd made his final Bond film in 1983, Never Say Never Again, and a video game version of From Russia with Love in 2005. He was Scottish to the core. He had the word Scotland tattooed on his arm. A member of the Scottish National Party, he ardently supported Scottish secession from Britain. In 1999, he addressed hundreds of party activists before a vote.
We have waited nearly 300 years. My hope is that it will evolve with dignity and integrity, and that it will truly reflect the new voice of Scotland.
Despite that, the Queen of England knighted him the next year. Sir Sean Connery will be remembered many ways, as an old-fashioned male sex symbol, a financial patron of the arts, and a beloved son of Edinburgh. In The Man Who Would Be King, as Connery's Daniel Dravot defiantly meets his death, still wearing his crown, he sings.
12 valiant saints, their hope they knew, and mocked the cross and flame.
For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.
The tyrants brandish still the lion's gory mane. He bowed his head.